Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
Waterford City and County Council is in the process of drafting its Climate Action Plan 2024 to 2029. Now, the Council has a responsibility to ensure that the people of Waterford have a safe, healthy and sustainable environment to live in, to work from and to enjoy. Gráinne Kennedy is the Climate Action Coordinator with Waterford City and County Council, and Gráinne told me about how it can help communities with their own climate action projects. But she first spoke to me about what the council itself is doing with regard to climate action.
So there's the part where the county council have to reduce our impact. So we have a target to improve energy efficiency in our buildings by 51% in the next 7 years, which is a big commitment for us. So that's all libraries, fire stations, all these different things have to be improved. And that's a benefit to the public as well, because it means then that public money is going to be saved as well. So that's one part of it. Then we have to reduce our emissions when it comes to our fleet and things like that. And then there's the bigger part of it, which is how the council helps people in Waterford to reduce their own carbon footprint. So how are we taking the national guidelines on planning, say, and how are we making sure that the houses that are built in Waterford are as energy efficient as possible, or that people who live in Waterford can get to wherever they need to go to by public transport or by bike or whatever else it is. Another thing when it comes to the overall influence that the council have is the council are responsible for climate adapting. So, you know, what roads need to be protected because they're going to be flooded more? What bridges need to be reinforced? All of these different things. So we have the things that we're doing now for ourselves, for the county, and then we have the planning that we're doing to make sure that Waterford is as safe a place as possible when we have extreme weather events.
We bring it back to the local and to what people can do, or how people can get involved, or how people can use the council to enhance their own communities. How does that work, Gráinne?
So it works in a few ways. There are different things that a community can do. If a community wants to upgrade a building, or they want to plant a forest or whatever else it is, we have a fund actually at the moment called the Community Climate Action Fund. So they can approach us, climateaction@waterfordcouncil.ie, and we can work with them on a project like that. There might be, say if you're a community and you have you want to make improvements when it comes to active travel, you can approach our active travel team and say, look, in a year or so we'd like to look at maybe cycle lanes and things like that. So at the moment there are, I think, something like 18 projects going on across the county to make it easy for people to cycle and walk. Many more than that, in general, but these are the large scale projects. And we would love to see communities come to us and say, okay, in 2024 we would like to be the community going forward that might have a cycle lane, or might have cycle parking, or whatever else it is. So there's a lot that's happening in the council in that respect.
And Gráinne also told me about some of the projects they've worked on with different communities.
We've had projects where in waste, where we've helped communities to recycle better, so getting different types of bins. Good to Go initiative, where businesses in Waterford have been able to get cups that people can use in multiple different shops and leave it back if they need to be. We've had communities that have come to us and gotten funding for grading insulation in community buildings. We've had communities looking at planting marm grass to protect the coast. So there's a good few different examples. And then there's other things like, say, businesses in Waterford have been rewarded with a rates discount last year when they looked at energy efficiency in their own building. I'm already amazed. Like 5 or 10 years ago, if you would have told people that you were going to buy an electric car this year, they would have told you you were crackers. And now a lot of people are going to do that, or a lot of people might compost and they never did it before, or they do. It's a cultural thing that we're all changing. And I feel we find the problem so big, but it's the expression that the UN uses. It says, think globally, but act locally.
Are you hopeful?
Oh, God, yeah. I am. You have to be in this line of work. You have to be. I'm also a Eurovision fan, so I'm used to being disappointed. But I think, and this is something I feel really passionate about, there's an emotional cost to thinking about how scary this is all the time. And there's an emotional thing of feeling a little bit overwhelmed, and particularly for a lot of young people, they've grown up hearing these scary things, and they are scary. But I always think of the expression, look for the helpers. And I'm very lucky in my line of work. As I say, I get to hear all these great stories. This is what we're going to do with the Community Climate Action Fund. We're going to share all these good stories. The question that I've heard someone ask is, what happens if we get this right? And I think that's a really important question.
It's better than what happens if we get this wrong, which is the one that we keep hearing.
Yes.
And we need to hear it.
Yeah.
But we need also to know what the huge benefits will be.
Oh, and it's a lesson in imagination, I think, because there are all these things that we would love people to think about. We were in the People's Park here. Would they like to be able to be around nature more? Would they like to be more active in their lives? Would they like to be able to get local, good quality Waterford food? All of these different things tie in with climate action, and there's some of those things that the council can really make an influence on or make an impact on, and then there's other things that the public can help out with as well.
And that's it for this week. Don't forget that you can listen back and also find out lots of more information on our website, wlrfm.com, Ours to Protect. Talk to you next week. Bye bye.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Cumasun na mBan with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info. WLR.